Thursday Shir Samach Tes.
Look, this is the Isbe is man kama shot. Pirush Rashi. The Moes Veloibe Ve'amal Veloi Shamina. Both of them have it. So in the Shuma it's equal. The Chsiv Nama B'shita Achoyne B'toifes Vo'ike. That Nan, Kosov, Boi Milemalo Mone, go boss on the top, not about it. V'teime, Oi Lemeide M'shita Achoyne. V'lekach Oi Sim Chazor Os Ashtar. Stam, just to know the Aloche, the aloha of Elamedi Mishita Achroino. One person writes a paper to his friend, I owe you $100, and he signs his name. Lekula Alma, it's a good star. The aloha of Elamedi Mishita Achroino is only when it's a top and it's a bottom, as the aloha of Elamedi Mishita Achroino. If there's only one shita, then for sure, Lekula Alma, you go, it's called, it's a regular star. Amikomokimitesis is asking a kasha, v'teimen lemeidi mishita achoino. V'lekach oisim chazor oz ashtar, umasisim nekosov lemal omono lemayir mishita achoino. So what Rashi says? That the bottom is exactly like the top, and everyone has 50%, because everyone has a schuz gvir. It's not true. Are ein lemeidi mishita achoino. So the Ramban answers Rashi that Rashi doesn't mean that it's written in the bottom line. Rashi means it's written on top. It's again written in the shtar, and then it's a third shita achroino. Rashi did not mean that it's mamish written in the shita achroino. The Nachlas Dovi says another klal that elemeidim shita achroino is only when it's sois on the top. When it's not sois on the top, Shita Achoyna is exactly like Shita Rishayna. The answer Rashi. Say that. The Gava Shepirish, the Ba'edim Leishamina, that the bottom person has Eidim, the Bala Toifetz. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Melim Shah Shekos Menzor Lekaimoy, Upirushi Tomua. Neim Chosha Boisi Shein Toifetz Ba'edim, Keilu Yesh Lishtar Belo Yeidim, Him Kel Rav Shimon Gamliel Namilo Yose Shapir. The Neide Sobar Dein Tzorich Lekaimoy, Mikol Mokim Shein Klal Eidi Chassim Meposu. So we answered yesterday. Bema odif toyref mitoyfes kach hashtar posul beloytoyfes kumei beloytoyref. Dim nimchak afilu shitachas min hashtar uposul. Elo vaday yesh loymar de bema shehashtar nifsal ein shomim. Dikach shobe kishatoyfes shitachas min hatoyfes kumei toyfes loybe. Vamal bevamoyes vaidim vahashtar. Eno kosho beloyze kumei beloyze. אבל זמן שהשטר כושר בלי זמנוי שומעים כמה שום. So what is שיטס תספס? זוג תספס, one has תויפס, one has תוירף, doesn't make a difference. Both of them need each other. You don't say, זה נויטל עד מוקם שאני מגעס, וזה נויטל עד מגעס. He has אידים, he doesn't have אידים, it doesn't make a difference. Why? While everyone needs every word, it's considered everyone is tofus in the ganze shtar. The moshel is the osamech that we mentioned already, that you only say him on the posik and a beged. If you have a big keli and the person is holding chelik from the keli, you don't say him on the posik. You don't say on the keli him on the posik. Why? A piece that you can't break and you can't look at it separately, you don't say Keman the Posik. Only when you have a big talis and he's holding a chelik from the talis, then you could say Keman the Posik. But a chelik, this is the tesis. So every word is the shtar needed. So you can't say, so the bottom person is holding on to the eidim. The top person doesn't have eidim. But the bottom person cannot manage without the eidim. And the bottom cannot manage without the top. So you don't say command the posik. You only say command the posik when the piece that you want to say command the posik, the shtar doesn't need it. אבל זמן that you don't need, you could say command the posik. Zman that you don't need, you could say command the posik. So the guy that is holding the zman, you could say command the posik, and he has the zman. But everything what is needed to the shtar, and you cannot look at it separately, you don't say command the posik. A very light the taste was. I want to ask you a shy. So the meter is, what is the halacha? Zorich is toiref, zorich is toifes. You write at the bottom, has 80, but everyone needs them, so both. You can't say command the posik. The zman, the balateirif, has, you could raise it, and it doesn't pass the shtar, and that you could say command the posik. Mask him, this is the taste was. So I want to ask you a shy. Shteyem oichzim betoiref. One is holding a half of the toiref, the other one is holding the half that has the zman. How you divide it? 50-50, or you say the one that has the zman gets 60, because the shtar with the zman can be given mishua bodim, the other guy cannot be given mishua bodim. Ari bezoich es toiref vezoich es toifes, the Gemara says shomim, while the toiref is worth more from the toifes, so the bala toiref gets a bigger portion. So I'm asking you, both of them are holding the toiref. One of them has a half of the toiref with the zman, the other one has it without the zman. How we divide it? 50-50? Or you divide it, the one that has the zman, and the zman you could take him on the posik. Toiref and toifes teisa says, while the zman you could take him on the posik, the top person gets more. So now both of them are holding the toiref, and one of them has the zman. And the zman you could take him on the posik. He gets more or not? Why not? Teisa says, all of the words are one piece. So if one holds the top and one has the bottom, yachloiku b'shoven. But even if the bottom has 18, the top doesn't have 18. Only the reason the top gets more, because in his piece he has a zman. And on zman you could say command the posik. So now I'm asking you a shayla. If on the zman you could say command the posik. If on zman you could say command the posik. So now both of them are holding the toiref. One of them has the zman, and one of them doesn't have the zman. And zman, you could say command the posik. What? The shtar, every word is the same, you can't say command the posik. He holds the bottom, he holds the top. The aloha is the guy from the top gets more. Why? Val zman is unnecessarily, you could say and it command the posik. So I'm asking you now, when both of them are holding the toiref, one is holding half of the toiref and the other one. Say command the posik. You say, legabe the shtar the equal, legabe the zman, the one that is holding the zman gets more, and he would get more? Why not? Yeah, why not? Why not? Tell me why. Why not?
The upper part,
the upper part and bottom part. I don't understand. The feet says the bottom, only the bottom has the edim. Right. It's called that both have the edim. Why? Because he efshar. So says every line in the shtar is needed, and with every line you can't manage without that line. So where you hold, both are holding the whole shtar. Why the top one gets more? Because he has this man. So why it has to be only bezoiches toiref bezoiches toifes? Even b'shteim oichzim toiref, he holds the chelik of this man, and he doesn't have the chelik of this man. Will be the zel bezach.
If you look at the toif as one shtar, you don't look at the toif.
Well, I'm looking at the whole shtar like one shtar. Arilifi Tesis says you can't say command the posik, Tesis says, because every word is needed. So some achroinim said, bring a raya as nish. What Rashi? Bring a raya from Rashi to Tesis? Lefi Rashi, Teire v'Teifes has two parts. We're going now to Lefi Tesis. That Teire v'Teifes is the Zel Bezach. Tzorich Zek Moizeh. One part cannot work without the other part. This is the Avon.
It's not like that.
Where? If Zorich is Torah, if Zorich is Torah, he has the Zman. So, you're right. It's Meduik in the Gemara. Bamedvorim Amurim, Kshazorich is Torah, Vezorich is Torah. ששתיהם אדוקים בתוירף, שתיהם אדוקים בתויפס יחלויקו. זויך אז תוירף וזויך אז תויפס, he gets more. If we'll say that when he touches the Zman he gets more, the Gemara didn't have to say Bamedvarim Amurim Kshtel Shtem Batoyef or Shtem Batoyefes. Bamedvarim Amurim Kshem Loi Noigim Bazman. But if Echad Ochu Zman and Echad Loi Ochu Zman, he gets more. It's not such a kasha, because instead of the Gemara going into words, Zoyches Toyef is Zoyches Toyefes. This is what the Gemara means. That if one of them has the Zman, he gets a bigger portion.
Even if they're on the Torah?
What?
Even if they're both holding on to the Torah?
Again, this is the Pashtus, Besvore Apshuta. This is the Yichokot to the Avon of the Sugya. Besvore Apshuta of the Sugya. Thesis explains that the Shtar is one. Every line is needed. Why the Balazman will get a bigger piece? The reason the Balazman will get a bigger piece because that part is not needed, and that part you could take him on the post. And everything else, he has the Adim, I'm a partner with him. I have the Teufis, he's a partner. I have a Teufis, we're together. It's like a Keli, you don't take him on the Pussy. Only this man that is not needed, you could pull him out. And this man, you could take him on the Pussy dummy and take it out of the picture. And this man, you could take him on the Pussy and take it out of the picture. That's Be'etzem V'shtei Din the Gemara. And we ask, if that is the Avona, so why do we have to have Zoiches Teirev and Zoiches Teufis? Even b'shteyem oirzim toyer, both of them are holding the toyer, and one of them will have this man, and one of them will not have this man. The one that has this man will get a bigger portion. So some achoyim say ein ochinami, and this is what the Gemara meant. B'shteyem oirzim b'toyer b'toyefes min stam, aber zeiches toyer v'zeiches toyefes, meaning he has this man and I don't have this man. He gets more. Aber ein ochinami, if both of them will hold the top, and one of them his hands will cover this man. And the other one, the hand will cover the second part. The one in the Zman will get a bigger portion. This is a vikuach. Reb Nochum said that stima saloshin ha-gemore is mashma, that not even if both holding Torah, if one has the Zman, also be yachloiku. Ba'med ba'amurim, k'shteyem o'chzim Torah, k'shteyem o'chzim Torah, is yachloiku. Only b'zoich is Torah, b'zoich is Torah, only then we see. And we'll see here a big chiddush, that means a avonah. That even the Teisva said that on this man we could take him on the posik. Even the Teisva was mechadish that on this man you could take him on the posik. But it's only if he's holding a piece, the whole Torah. Then you could take him on the posik on this man. Now it's a modern zach, because on the Torah you don't take him on the posik. And the Teisva you don't say if you Teisva come on the posik. Here's the 80, I'm together. The Teisva without the Torah if it's possible. You don't say him on the posik and the teiref and the teifes. You only say him on the posik and what? And the zman. Although you only could say it when he's holding a piece that is really a piece. Even that piece himself, you don't say him on the posik. It's a mishun de kechidush. But as in lechur obi le'avon and teifes, because it's mashman the gemara behanim b'medvar amamurim shezoiches teifes v'zoiches teiref. Aber shteim moizim b'teiref yachloiku, shteim moizim b'teifes yachloiku. I'll take it to one more shlav. The gemara asked the kash. Shteid in the b'medvar amamurim shezoiches teiref v'zoiches teiref v'shteim moizim b'teifes. Aber zoiches teiref v'zoiches teifes yachloiku. Frag the Gemara v'chilotzur al pitz luchuso yu tzorich. And for the Gemara, no, let me. When the Gemara asked the kasha v'chilotzur al pitz luchuso yu tzorich, what was the kasha? So with that's Rashi, we said yesterday. He really could collect, and the other guy anyway loses. So the shaila is why the loiva needs the teifas if he anyway is collecting with the teiref. But if it teisus, you can collect with the teiref. So what was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's kasha? How the Gemara understood? B'med varim amurim k'sheshneim oichzim b'toyref. Aval zoiches b'toyref v'zoiches b'toyfes yachloiku. Freg the Gemara v'chilotzur al pitzluchus ha'yotzorich. Mashma en teisves. And you learn the Gemara kipshuta. The Gemara learn like that. If both of them are holding the toyref, yachloiku. Both of them are holding the toyfes, yachloiku. How much yachloiku? Everyone gets 50%. Aber zoiches b'toyref v'zoiches b'toyfes. Ze noitel toyref v'ze noitel toyfes. What is the pshat? You cut it to two. And then what? The Gemara understood. It's the same thing like before. But the Gemara understood, no, you cut the paper into two. Like the Gemara, well, what I will do with the paper, I don't need the paper. Why did the Gemara have a tzad that I will cut the paper? We say every piece needs the other piece. You can't say achleikustam. Every piece needs the other piece. And even so, the Gemara came and she asked the kasha. What, you split the paper? No, let me. When the Gemara taught you split the paper, why to split the paper? And if that happened when you think you split the paper, so even split the paper. Tell us again. Even the Tesis said that every word needs, but the Gemara understood, they're holding the same shtar. There's no tzad to split. Vezerich is betayrif, was a tzad to split. So the Gemara doesn't make sense to cut the paper, it's not worth it. So the Gemara let me. One mamshech Tesis. Ubi Yerushalmi Ike. Look in the end of the Tesis. Omar Ablezer. Hakel oylech acham misha tofus eidim. Upligi agmore shalonu, the maskir zman. Vesoivo de eidim mesire karte vashtar kosher belo eidim chasime. Vashamin el kama shove shen tzorich lachzor achre eidim mesire. Veles le aulishne de get poshu de sober abshim gamli el eidim chasime karte. The Yerushalmi holds zman is ma'akev, we're not going to feed the zman. The bottom person gets a bigger portion. Why? He holds Eidim Mesire Karte, so Be'etzim you don't need the Eidim. But the Maize, the one that has Eidim, his part will be sold much better. So he gets a bigger portion. I'm asking you a shayla. Lefi the Yerushalmi, we talking that we have Eidim Mesire or we don't have Eidim Mesire? We're talking that we have Eidim Mesire or we don't have Eidim Mesire? What? Lefini Yerushalmi. We have Eidim Mesire or we don't have Eidim Mesire? Is Eidim Mesire or is no Eidim Mesire? If it's no Eidim Mesire, so the bottom one has the Chasimis, he gets the whole shtar. Okay, the Yerushalmi holds they split. Just the bottom one gets a little bit more. Because it's worth more because he has Eidim Chasime and he doesn't have to look for the Eidim Mesire. But we have Eidim Mesire or we don't have Eidim Mesire? Means we have Eidim Mesire or we don't have Eidim Mesire? How you live in the Yerushalmi? He has or he doesn't? Okay. If there's no Eidim Mesire, this shtar was given with Eidim Mesire or not? If it was given without Eidim Mesire, so that you need the bottom. And the tap is not kosher without the bottom. So you can't say command the posse. Tesis explained again. If I need the other part, I can't say command the posse. I can't split the shtar. The only tzad that I could say command the posse is, the only tzad that I could say, if I really don't need that part. Zog the Yerushalmi, zman you need, but the eidim you don't need, lemandama eidim esire karta, you don't need the eidim. So I'm asking, we're talking that we have Eidim Mesire, or we're going without Eidim Mesire? Again, but a shtar is worth more because people will pay more for a shtar with chasimas because it's easy to collect money. I'm asking. But I'm asking now. Yerushalmi says, Zorich has Torah and Zorich has Toifas. The Bala Toifas gets a larger part, not the whole thing. Show me how much it's worth. I'm asking, was Eidim Mesire here or is no Eidim Mesire here? If it's no Eidim Mesire, so the shtar needs the Eidim Chasime. So the maybe you can't say command the posik that the bottom part has a bigger portion from the top part, and without the bottom part, the shtar is posik. So you can't say command the posik. So we're talking with Eidim Mesire or without Eidim Mesire.
They were Eidim Mesire. We don't know where they are,
but we know that they were there.
So fine, yeah.
I guess, but Luyutzu would be no Eidim Mesire. What would be? Then you can't. Because you need the Eidim Chasima, and Tesis says, if I need the bottom part, you can't say command the posik. So, in the back is Agoyes Chochmas Manoyach. he says it on his own, that Avada, we're talking the Sidor Eide Mesira here. We were zoich at the day that he printed Tesis HaRosh, and the two, and this is the way he says it. Uke goin sheyesh Eide Mesira. Without that, there's nothing more to talk about the Tesis HaRosh. I read the Lashon of Tesis HaRosh. ועוד איסה בירושלמי יאמר רב לוזור הכל לא ילך אחר התויפס בעידים יש לישמי כי רב לוזור דומה למסיר הכרתי וכגוין שיש עידי מסיר וכגוין שיש עידי מסיר דהשתו לדידי כושר השטר בלא ילך אסימה כמו שכושר בלזמן ולכך יש ייפוי כוח לא איסום שהעינים ביודוי כדי אמרין אין אוכל לא איסי שהזמן ביודוי Klore Wörter und Teise Sarosh und kegoin sheyesh Eidei Mesira. But if it's no Eidei Mesira, so Avada, you need Eidei Chasime, the star is not kosher without Eidei Chasime, and if the star is not kosher without Eidei Chasime, so you can't say him on the posik. And you look in the back, Agoyes Chochmas Monoyach, Mamesh Barchov explains it glat. We have a Teis HaRosh. Why is it the Torah of the B'si Yosef? Why is it the state of this? And if you're the Yerushalmi, who is the Messiah of God, who is the Goyin that is the Messiah? So we have again that we have the Messiah. This is the source of the Shmaiz. Fragen the Lomdim, so why in Taisa didn't say what you're going to Shiesh Eide Mesira? Taisa Rosh knows to write it down. Chochmas Monoyach knows to write it down. Taisa is also meant it. A lot of people learn like that at Taisa. But we know, Bilchus Diyukim, if Taisa Rosh speaks it out, and Taisa misses it out, why is Taisa doesn't say what you're going to Shiesh Eide Mesira? So Loshon HaTesis is Mashma, Shein Tzorich Lechapes Eidei Mesir. Mashma, we're not sure if it's the Eidei Mesir. So what is the Pshat? Again, we could learn like Tesis HaRosh, that Kegoin Shiesh Eidei Mesir, we have the Eidei Mesir, or the Eidei Chsime Zanan Sadi, Shehoyo Po Eidei Mesir. But we could say more from that. Avada, we're talking that there is no Eidei Mesir. And even so, we say Yachloiku, and the bottom part gets a little bit better because he has the Eidim. L'chur, if it's not Eidim Mesira, you need Eidim Chasime. The answer is what we explained yesterday, Hashem. I want to madgish it again. It's Dvorim Burim, I spoke about Tapot HaMelech HaChol. We said, Shtayim Oichzim B'Shtar, and there's no Eidim Mesira. And the guy has the Eidim Mesira in a bag, and he's holding on to the Eidim Mesira. He becomes Muchzik in the Choyv? For sure not. What is the Shaykh to the Choyv? He's holding on to the Eidim. We said not only holding on to the Eidim in a bag. The Eidim send a letter, Eidus, that the Shtar is a good Shtar. And he comes, they're fighting in the Shtar, everyone is holding a hand, and he has another paper here, I have the Eidim. He becomes a Muchzik now. What? The answer is, you have to be Muchzik in the Choyv. Holding on Eidim, hold the Eidim till tomorrow. You have to be Machzik the Choyv. When you Machzik the Choyv, when you muzik in the choiv, then you get. How you muzik in the choiv? You hold the shtar, the koyach agviyah from the shtar, duch then you become a muzik in the choiv. What makes you a muzik in the choiv? Divrei achoiv. The shtar. The divrei achoiv make you a muzik in the choiv. Without Divrei HaChoyv, you don't become Muchzik in the Choyv. The Divrei HaChoyv make you a Muchzik in the Choyv. So the Teis is everything that is needed to the Shtar is a part of the Shtar. Leman de Omar Eidei Mesire Karte, Shtar is without Eidim. Eidim don't need to be in the paper. As a Tanai, we have to know. Or the Eidei Mesire stand here, or you sign, it's Anan Tzadi that was given, and it's Keilu Eidei Mesire. But they're not a part of the Choyv, if the Shtar Choyv. Val, they're not a part of the shtar choyim. If one of them is holding that, he doesn't become a better muhzik in the choyim. The mele, even that you need it, it doesn't make one of them more muhzik from the other one. The shtar is a shtar, both of them have yachloiku and the shtar. No votes. Val, the shtar is easier to collect without looking for Eidim Mesira. So the Koyach HaGvir from the shtar, people will pay more because it's Eidim and it's easier to find the Eidim. So that part of the shtar is worth more. So he has a better Koyach HaGvir. Abba Behemes, Mitzat Etzem HaChoyiv, it doesn't make a difference, the muhzakus. We're saying one yesoid the whole time. That be'etzem, people have to be muhzakim in the shtar, in the choyv. The shtar is only a chetimtze, how you muhzak in the choyv. But if you have in your hands things that you could collect the choyv, and they're not called the shtar, you don't become a muhzak in the choyv. I'll give you an example. There's a shtar choyv, and they're fighting about it. There's a handpick from Beis Din, and it's a good shtar. And in the shtar, they're holding half-half. And one of them has the handpick, he doesn't become the muhzik. He has the keys to the Beis Din. There's a paper there, what happened, no one has the keys. He has the keys. He becomes muhzik in the choyv. He's not holding out to the choyv. You're right, he's the only one that knows the truth. For shteim oichzim, it's not enough that I know. You have to be, who is the oichzim in the choyv? Zaktezes l'manom arini mesir ekarti. The Eidim are michutz l'shtar. We made it, the muchzokis and the Eidim is garnished. The same thing Zman. Zman is michutz l'shtar. All of these things that are michutz l'shtar be'et novos. While people will pay more, kama shove ligbo is that it's easier to be goyve. So we said the way you measure it is while people, this is the way people goyve the choyv, and it's easier to goyve the choyv with Eidim, that you don't have to look for Eidim Mesira, you have the proof. So for that, people will pay more. People will pay more. How much is worth a shtar that doesn't have to look for the Eidim Mesira? That you don't have to be terech to look for them. That chelek, a shtar that has that chelek, is worth more. Aber legebe gufish a shtar, avadis in ishtok el chil. We'll see now the hemshach ha-gemor. V'yachloiku nami da'amoron ledmei. What the Gemara is saying now, that the v'yachloiku that says in shtayim oichzim betoiref, shtayim oichzim betoifes, yachloiku ledmei. The sefer, we said already ledmei. Right? That he gets 40, he gets 60, that we said already. Right? That's what it was said. Lo yitzriche elo ledmei. Nothing more says v'yachloiku nami, even shteim oichzim betoifes, shteim oichzim betoiref, is also ledmei. Not the Rishonim's kasha. The Eloi say me'ochi shteim oichzim betalis ochenami depligi or afsidu. Well, shteim oichzim betalis, you call it the two, they'll be mafsid. Chayvim midas loyim. It can't be that this is what the Tana said. Thomas Adeshin said, but for sure you lose when you call it to two little kids. It's much better one big beggar. I don't know, a big beggar is worth more from two small ones. Why? Because the big one tomorrow you also could see. The big one, Alamon, you could also cut it, and you have the potential not to cut it. So to Thomas Adeshin, it's a little hefse, the Gemara doesn't care. V'od omar rovi moishe talis muzev eschorki mochenami de pligilo. Again, Shol Lecharisha is worth more from Shol Lechita. Hefsid Kod. Elo Tmeo, Hafsiduo, Elo Ledmeo, Chenami Ledmei. So the Yachloiku here is Ledmei. Frek the Rashbo and Teisvis in all of the Rishonim. What is it with the Salkadaito? That you don't do ledmei, that you cut a piece of paper to two. So they're also losing here. So, manufshach. If you have a tzad that people could lose, what do you bring a raya from the Mishnah? Shteiber is the metalis yachloiku. They're losing. Maybe yes. Not mistaber that Chazal said to lose. If not mistaber that Chazal said to lose, so also here, not mistaber that Chazal said to lose. What is better to bring a raya from Shteiber is the metalis, talis muzeves, behemot mehoiro, behemot meho? Shteiber is the mishtar yachloiku, of siduo. Fuck it, I will learn the Mishnah. Shteiber is the metalis, yachloiku or not? Mistaber le dmei. What is the raya? Shteiber is the mishtar yachloiku. What, yachloiku kipshutai? Of siduo? What you gained, if you had a tzad to cut the shtar to two, what was the hava mina that I have a tzad to cut the shtar to two, and on that I'm bringing a raya? I'm bringing a raya from talis that it's not nistaba that we split the talis to two. If you bring me a raya as mefurish and mishnah that you sell something, I hear. You didn't bring me a raya, you said a svara. The svara I have here also. And there's two main drachim in the Rishonim, the Rashba's Mehalach and Tesis's Mehalach. I'll first say the Rashba, but if in Kal was the Tesis, and then we'll go back to the Rashba. The Rashba said, Avad. In Shtar we had a Hava Mina, you cut the Shtar to two. Why? I would think like this. You write that you will lose. Not true. When you cut the Shtar to two, they lose. Think good. When I cut the paper to two, you lose. Shtar, I cut the Shtar to two, they lose. One loses, one gains. The guy that doesn't have to pay now gains. He's very happy. 1 second. You don't want to lose, so I have to lose. I'm very happy, Yachloiku. I'm very happy. I want Yachloiku. You don't want, I do want. We have to know what is the emes. The Gemara had a tzad that everyone is muzik in the paper, chatzi chatzi. So you could, I have a right to cut it. I, it's a hefse. If I can, it's the best matzah that I have in my world. 1 second. I want Yachloiku. I'm holding the paper, half is mine. I want my half. I want to use it to write a shingle paper. I want to write a shingle paper. I need this paper now. You will lose. I want this paper. I have a cheshbon. So mitzad the svore that basically say we don't tell people to do krum zachen, they will do Yachloiku. Zog the Gemara, but betalis, both of them are losing. And even if says one of them says I want, they tell him, are you a kofel amidas doy? So dear, so this is the raya from the Gemara. By us, the Gemara had a hava mina zog de Rashba that Yachloiku is to cut the paper. Was the hava mina that Yachloiku is to cut the paper? This was the hava mina. We cut the paper, and you can't say kreifel minas loim. One of them says, "What do you mean minas loim? I'm gaining everything." So the Gemara, but in talis it can be.
You cut a star, you lose the star, but
how's
the material?
I don't lose
gain,
the star.
You gain from a cut house.
I get the star is the paper and nothing happens to the paper. The choyv, I gain that you tore my choyv. It's very good for me that my choyv tore. The paper is not good. It's a huge paper now. It's a half is exactly good. What I go, I gain. My choyv is gone. I gain.
Right.
You lost, I gain. You lost, I gain. Zok the Rashbo. We'll get to say. Now, the baya in the Rashbo is, so what is the raya from Talis? And Talis Taka has no reason to cut it. And Talis is no reason to cut it. An animal is no reason to cut it. Oh, but here there is a reason to cut it. Maybe we cut it. Again. Lefi the Rashba, the Hava Mina was that by us I have a right to ask to cut it. Why I have a right to ask to cut it? Why I have a right to ask to cut it? The reason I have a right to ask to cut it is because it's not midas doy. It's not a midas doy. So the Gemara brings a raya from Talis. And dear mistaba that it's ledmei. Why it's mistaba that it's ledmei? Because dear is a loss. Because Talis is not a loss. Muzeve, not a loss. Behema is a loss. Obviously, the achloiku of the Mishnah is to sell it. So we may here also to sell it. Find the Rashma. What is the raya? Maybe an animal there's no braya, you sell. Here that one of them wants to split it, maybe you could split it. What is the raya from the Mishnah? You're right. It says Yachloiku. And Yachloiku in the Mishnah doesn't mean to cut, means to sell. Because there, Taki doesn't make a difference. And Taki, we don't want stamp people to lose, so we sell. But by us, Yachloiku would be Kipshutai. So if the Rashba, the Hadamin of the Gemara is Kipshutai, then I would think that Yachloiku is to cut the paper, Zog Gemara, it cannot be, and I have a raya. As maybe in the Mishnah, it's not Mistaber. In a shtar, it's mistaber. But in the Mishnah, it's not mistaber. So I know that in the Mishnah, Yachloiku is ledmei. So I know here also the Yachloiku is ledmei. This is the tzus of the Shmaisel of Yidah Rashba. No, miyad the kasha comes. So what is the raya? And our Mishnah taki, there is no reason to do different. So they do Yachloiku ledmei? You do Yachloiku ledmei? You do Yachloiku ledmei? But and shtar, there is a reason to cut the shtar to two because the labor will gain. You want to be chalik and the svore, so same is svore that in our Mishnah is yachloiku. If you want the same is svore that it's not mistaber, somebody to cut the shtar, if it's not mistaber to cut the shtar, say in our Mishnah it's not mistaber to cut the shtar. But the Rashi says the Gemara understand that it makes sense. Makes sense to cut. Why it makes sense to cut? Because the labor is gaining. You had the malva is losing. The labor is gaining. He wants the paper. He has the right of action that he wants the paper. He wants the paper. He has a right. So you bring a raya from the Mishnah. Now Mishnah, it's not Mistaba. Do you know one has a right? It's not Mistaba. And even so, Shtet Yachloiku. So we see that it's Yachloiku Bitmei. So here also it's Bitmei. So the raya is, the words of the raya is, while the Tanah of the Mishnah spoke out such a case, and the Tanah calls it Yachloiku, and the Yachloiku of the Mishnah is Ledmei, so it's Mistaba that here it's also like that. The Loshen Yachloiku. And the Mishnah doesn't make sense, you do it like that. When it makes sense, he has a right to collect. So the Rashba, the Achronim explain like this. If the Yachloiku is really that you have to split the thing to two, which sometimes it doesn't make sense. So while it doesn't make sense, so you have to sell it. But it's not the original Yachloiku. The Tana would not say Yachloiku b'shvur. Tana would say, so you have, the Yachloiku is really to cut it. When you can't, you have to give a Eitzah. If the Tana writes down this Loshen, and Yachloiku, and it's Beshvua, was mashma to the Gemara that Yachloiku is Ledmei. So, I'll explain it a little bit more. Zog Reb Nochem, the Pshat is like this. We see if the Tana said it as a Shvua, so Vaistois, when it's Midas Noim, you do Yachloiku, it's not a Shvua. That is included in what Chazal said to do Yachloiku. You're right, there is a good reason, here is not a good reason. Although if it's a reason that you could do Yachloiku Ledmei, then Malveh has a right to say, I want the Yachloiku to go Ledmei. The Gemara in the beginning taught that the Malveh doesn't have a right. Because the labor wants to cut it. The labor wants to cut it. So while the labor wants to cut it, the Malveh doesn't have a say. So the Gemara, I see in the Mishneh that when they can't, they do Yachloiku Ledmei, and it's included in the Takonah, is a Shvuah and that Yachloiku. So here also, the Malveh has a right to say, I don't want to cut the paper, I want to make Yachloiku Ledmei. This is the Rashba. Get back to me later. Taisa says, was never a Hava Minute. Because if it was a Hava Minute to cut, the Gemara would say, it's not Mistaba to cut. Not Mistaba to cut. Doesn't hold that small, the Loibah has rights. The Malveh says, but I'm losing, I don't want to cut. So what was the half a minute from the Gemara? Zog Teisus, the half a minute of the Gemara was, the suffix is, how you divide it. The shtar is on 100. So you do 50-50, the Loibah doesn't have to pay 50, and the Malveh collects 50. Or we say, no, if we will sell it, how much will it be worth? 80. So everyone gets only 40. The half a minute was, he will get 50. The answer is, he can't collect 50. He only can collect 40. We'll see the taste inside. ואין חולקי מסחוף כמו שקוסו בשטר ניגץ 50. אלא כמו ששובו לו למכור מזה יפור החצי. He only, how much is selling at 80? He pays 40. די לא יסי מי אוכי אלו חצי החולק ממש, this is the מסכון, סגבי טליס נעמי חולקי ממש, הוא הפסידו. And this is what the Gemara meant. Dim ken ma maybe mitalis aderabo betalis im yachte chul shtaim ein pseide kol kach im yachte shtar lo yeshov le klum. So maybe in shtar is no way to cut it. Voi de pshita od lo yachlo yko shtar le shtaim. Tokmi le el plugdi de rebbe rabshim gamliel ve maid le shtar shikos ve elik de perishis. So if he tastes this, the noise was if he collects 50 or he collects 40. And like tastes state in a lot of rishonim, that you collect only 40. And as they look the Ramah and Simon Samachay Sif Tezvav, that you take the 80 and he only gets 40. Leumas them and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Tur and the Rashbam and Baba Basra state, no, for sure you get 50. So the Aloch and the Maise, before the Cheshboinus of the Sugya, Taisus holds, the Gemara knew that you don't cut the paper. The Shaila was if you will get 50 or get 40. Don't give him 50, half of the shtar, and he will collect 50. Say how much I could sell the shtar, and give him 40. And in the Tur, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rashbam state, he gets 50. Now, Shitas HaTesis is a Medrash player. Two people are holding in a shtar. Yachloiku. So the Malbus says, give me 50 if you will sell it. Then the Malbus says, okay, so I'm buying it for 40 and now I'm collecting 50. Mashtayish. I have to sell it. I'm selling it to myself. And I'm collecting the 50. They will sell it to the other guy. And how much the guy will collect with it? Malbus says, they will sell it to you. So how much you will collect when you get it? 80. No, if I sold you the shtar, you gave me 80. Then when you go collect, how much you collect? 100. So the Leib has to give 100. If they will sell it to that, the A guy will come and collect the 50. Well, if we'll sell it, we'll get 80. So I get a half. So we'll sell it half, right? We'll sell it to someone. So he will give us 80. You'll take 40, I'll take 40. That guy could collect from you 100. What kind of pshat is it, Tesis? Why will be such a deal? Why will be such a din? Where's the yashrus of this din? For that time, we'll go to the next question. That the loyve comes out and got 60, right? The maizi doesn't pay 60. When the aloch is, you have to make a shvua. So the maizi makes a shvua that 40 is his. How much the loyve makes a shvua that it is? 40 or 60? 60. He's not getting 60. He's getting 60, so it's not half. This is a real shayla. No one knows really how much he makes a shvua. Is it 60 is mine? I'm not getting 60. I'm getting 60, so why he's getting 40? I mean, the parents fake the cash. What? It's not true. But he's not mechuyav to make a shvua on that. So again, so let me get first to the Avonah of Tesis. Tesis is mechadesh, a new kind of yachloiku. Not beetzim, the Malva says, listen, I will collect 50, how much we will sell it, and from that I'm collecting 40. What is the Yesha? What is the Avonah in it? What What is the Avona? What is the Yashus? And he could collect 40. Only 40. And I'm saying, we have to understand it's not Stam Azeidos to Shukhano Rambam, it's about an Ishtazim. And they will learn the Gemara like the Rashba. The Gemara never discussed it. We have a different shot. The Rashba said that the Gemara never discussed such a Shaila. It was a Shaila to cut the paper and not to cut the paper. Up a 50 for sure to collect. It was not said not to collect 50. That was not even a Nisa. That was not even a Nisa. And Taisa says no. The Nisa was if to collect 50 or collect 40. Before the second part of the Kashi. And if you remember the Loshna Tesis and Beis and Mudalev, V'beshtar nami achaloyka yecholo yiris emes shepora lo yachetzi. Not even true. Chaloyka yecholo yiris emes shepora lo 60. Chaloyka yecholo yiris emes shepora lo yachetzi. Not mashma and Tesis. So first, now, more than that, the Gemara brings a raya to such a thing that is wrong, we'll call it, from Talis. What is the raya from Talis? You can't split the Talis because the guys will lose, so you sell it. So there is a problem, what to do? So we sell it. But here I could collect 50. What is the raya, Bichlav? Here is also Ledmei. Here is no Yashus that will be such a Ledmei. No reason that will be such a Ledmei. Mechetesu will be such a Ledmei. There's no reason, there's no Sima that will be such a Yachloiku. Mechetesu. So, is mevuer in Teisves a very big chiddush. But weißt du is, when shtai moich zim bestar, beetzem the malvi can't collect because the leuwe is also holding on to the shtar. And bemele, the only way what he could collect what is called oich zim, his oich zim and what is worth to sell the shtar, the shavyes of the shtar. Not the muhzokim is not in the choiv. It's even less from the choiv. How much is worth to sell the shtar that you collect? There is the muhzokim. Till now we understood the muhzokim and the choiv. If it's muhzokim and the choiv, he has 50% of the choiv. He's not even muhzokim and the choiv. He's muhzokim and the shavias. If stam a person holds a shtar, he's not muzik in the shavits. Here he's a person that owns the money. Abaval de alochev shtayim oichzim betalis yachloiku. The koyachev shtayim oichzim betalis yachloiku is mitzad the muhzokim lefitesis is in the shavits, not in the choiv. What? No, the answer is while the shtar has a shavius, both of us are oichzim the shavius. Both of us are oichzim the shavius, but mainly you have to make a chloiku of this shavius. Now, the Gemara about a raya, that luyat suyat haylum. So we have a real lumdish suffix, how to look at two people holding a shtar. So what was the raya of the Gemara? The case of the Mishnah, the Yachloiku is Ledmei. Right? Lu Yitzuyo, the Yachloiku had to be on the Heftz, not on the Shavias. The Tanah had to write down such a case. And if the Shtayim Oichzin, the Tanah did not write such a case, so Vaistois, this is the Yachloiku. And I will explain what we're trying to say. Lefi the Rashbo, the Yachloiku is on the Choyf. 50-50. And then Talis is also 50-50. Just, the Loive has, the Malve has a right to say, I want the Chalukah not on the paper, and the chayv. That is the noise of the sugya. Be'etzem, Misvori here would cut the paper. But the Malva has to say, I don't want to lose. Like in Talis, I don't want to lose. Masha Engel, if he tastes this, who are mechadish a new kind of yesod of yachloiku. That the yachloiku of the sugya is not a yachloiku. Mitzad etzem, the paper, but that we never had to have a mina. Now mitzad etzem, the choy valei, mitzad the shavius the sir. Lemoshel, the Velt says, Lemaskone, you have a talis, and one wants to cut it to two, the other one wants to sell it. He says, the hefse, he says, Chazi lektanim. The guy says, I know, we said we lose a little bit, but you're allowed to lose. The guy says, no, I want to sell it. He has a right to sell it or not? Lefi de Rashba, no, I have a right to cut it. Only when it's a real hefse, I have a right to say, I don't want to be mafsid. Lefi tesis lemaskone is nischadesh, the muhzokis is in the shavias. The other guy could force me to sell it. This is the Ikar Advar. I wanted a couple minutes to speak this week. We lost the Rosh Hashiva and Rafael Shmulevitz. I know it's very hard for everyone to connect. And most of the guys never even saw him physically. Never heard nothing in his name. Never saw him sitting and learning. Never saw the fires when he said Shiur Klolis. When I came to Yeshiva, he was the Koyach. He was the Ari. The whole Yeshiva was around his Torah. Everything. He was Be'etzim the Ma'avir HaTorah from Reb Nochem, from Ezer Yudel. Everything that came over, everyone, was no Musig of Choshev in Geman or Talmid Chochem that didn't argue every day in learning with the Befor Shmulevitz. If you were not holy dear, you were not considered a Choshev in Talmid Chochem. But it's very hard Be'etzim to a person to connect to something like in Tisha B'Av, a lot of people, very hard for them to connect to the Beis HaMikdash, like Mo says. Guys also can't feel Tisha B'Av. Guys going around, they're trying to feel Tisha B'Av. Say Kinnis, they're not connected. But it's not a reason not to be in Tisha B'Av. It's not a reason not to say Kinnis. I'm not connected, what I could do? I will look at the Chofetz Chaim feeling instead of saying Kinnis. It's a good thing to do maybe afternoon, but you have to say kinnis. You have to cry and be some meeting. I don't know if you see a sad story. So first is a chiyu mitzad bnei yeshiva. Talmid chochem shemes, yeshiva shemes, mevatlim yeshivosoy, it's the Iker HaLoche. For everyone be'etzem, to be oymed on it. To understand, to shtoltzu, to go into Menachem Ovel. Lo mishana if you understand or doesn't understand. For sure, he had things that no one had. He was such a big Talmid Chochem, but he was so pashut. He was such an onov. Mamish. He made everyone to feel 5 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old. Mamish. He would come to Bismarck and sit and argue, and he was dekoyach. It was their koyach, it was their Talmud Chochem, Lubavli, Yerushalmi, everything, mamish, and the words, mamish, he had a sugit, 10 kashas, 15 terutzim, 5 rayas. That was Be'etzem, his big koyach. And at the same time, mamish, onov, v'shval ruach, mamish, such a nivus, such a pashtus, in a mishunadik away. But I want, at the same time, you know, went a little bit quicker in Zionwood Bays, especially. Because Be'etzem, I want to start Sunday. We have a sugya, Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveiroi. That is Be'etzem, Anu, Ander Ha'aschole. This is, they call it the nicer part of Metzia. Everything is nice. And I will say the easier part. Much more, a lot of lumdis. A lot. But Gishmakir, Festa Inyonim. But in the same time, Ein mezarzim elo lemezurozim. Check out. We're starting, it's the middle of Shvat. And it's Festus Sugyas. The people that can't shtol tzu, we prefer that they will not be with us. Guys that can come in time to Seder, it's different shiur. Time, guys that can be kavua and night Seder, there's different places to go. We don't need it to be crowded. We need it to be kavua and lektach and learning. And I really, I'm more asking the guys that are not shtalling tzu not to be here from asking the guys to be here shtalk. The guys that I can shtal tzu disturb. That comes to Seder and doesn't learn, disturbs. Yeah, it comes to say that doesn't show the shir, disturbs. He doesn't know the sugya, thinks it's a gemara ashtesvus. He said a shir after it, you could see. He doesn't know what is ledmei, tesis l'rashma, he doesn't have it. I can't. I think now is the time. Adarav, at the beginning of Zman, sometimes it's hard to person, to shtel tzu, it's the lachatz, the mismedesh, you know, overwhelming, they call it, yeah? I don't know what it is, but it's not a musik in the Goyish Welt, yeah? As we know, Ish Echot, Belev Echot, Tachas Sahar, that's it, Akel, that's it. It's things. Yeah, Rebbe Gizok, Shein Oimdim Tzfufim U'mishtachvim Revochim. Shem made a nest, the Shas Nishtachavoy, it became a lot of space. And he got up, it became crowded. Akel, so when it bended down, it became space. Why Hashem didn't leave it like that for the whole day? Some people say it will stay like that after 5 minutes already, there will be no more nest. Ah, there's a lot of places in Beis HaMikdash. It's a tev of a person. Hashem is good to him in a second. Yeah, this is really normal. Aber es mehr von dem. Und in Zufim is a meile. Verkehrt. Verkehrt. The ganze lachat. Aber now that we're holding in the middle of this man, towards the middle of this man, now is the time a person takes himself. The ganze stark. There's no lachatz. Yom of the Lila is first sugyas. He has what the chaz. He has extra time. He can chaz the first seven blat. It's like being a mitzia. It's roichem v'maning. Shnechet v'aravere. Kinyan chotzer. Mabu muchzok. All of that chelik. Everyone got in the first seven blat. Adeich v'shi yodim agas. Everyone has his yodim agas. But now that we're starting, I think Bemis, that will be with the ganze Starkheit. Everyone to make an effort. Ish nereu yom chazak. And if a person take is mischazik, I'll try also. I also had some tears that I was a little bit not around the last 5-6 weeks. But there's no ptur in Talmud Torah. A person comes up to the Shemayim, they ask him, Oni Yoiso Yoiso Mehilel. You are nicer from Yosef. You are richer from Rabbi Elazar ben Chasson. What? Person comes to the Shemayim. When a person will come to the Shemayim, they will ask him, you were more sick from us than Tzvi. He had more Yisurim from before Shmulevitz. Before Shmulevitz, I remember 5 years ago, then 3 years ago, he didn't feel so good. He went to the doctor, took him to America. The doctor told him he had in between 2 or 4 years to die. And the way it will be, he will be slowly, slowly like a vegetable. He walked normally. I remember he came back, steering. He told him it's not the most thing what to do even. We see the veins, they're open, the muscles. A person knew he's going to death. And he came home and he started to sit and learn. He said, I have time to learn. I could learn. And he was sitting and learning and learning and learning and learning. And here comes the Shemayim, middle winter, I needed a break. Velcha ponim hotos. Velcha tzura hotos. The guy has to know, When he comes late, the guy near him comes late. When he misses a night seder, the guy near him misses a night seder. Moses says, "Choyte umachti en lo chevek lo ilam haba." The guy says, "But I needed a break." Right, Abba, you made a rifyin. Choyte umachti. So you got a break. Abba, en lo chevek lo ilam haba. Choyte umachti. Choyte umachti. The other Abba. The person takes the ganze starkheit and does it with the ganze starkheit. And forget, everyone who will start Be'ez Hashem, who will sugi, with the ganze starkheit, Be'ez Hashem will have siyach.